am chairman of the District Republican Party, and I am a businessman involved also in the printing of news through the Bering Straits newspaper here in Nome. I've listened to some of the testimony previous to this, and I'll have to agree that I think Ms. Nordale has presented some fairly good testimony, and she happens to be of an opposing party. I think what we're really talking about in looking at House Bill number 150, Lisa Rudd's bill, is that we're talking about whether the body politic can and will survive in the future. We have created something in which no longer does a citizen of the state of Alaska have to participate in our government, in the political body which structures our government. We no longer have a need for a primary election. We use a primary election today as a sorting process to see which head of lettuce is going to make it to the top of the line for the highest price. The primary election, as it was originally structured, was instituted for political decisions, but today we no longer use it for that purpose. We've created something today so purified and so rarefied that if we continue on our present path, that we too will be just like our great giant neighbor next door, where 10% of the people are the government, and I'm referring to the Soviet Union. We're now down to where we've got something like 42.5% of the people who consider themselves of a political entity of one sort or another. If there were three other parties that were to step forward and take 9% of what left, what people there are left that are willing to claim a right to a political stance, under our own law, there would be nobody that could even run in the primary. And it wouldn't take much, a good moderate party, an ultra-liberal party, and an ultra-conservative party would wipe out our total political consideration. We have gone so far today in trying to purify ourselves that we've taken away the rights of privacy for our electeds. They now have to disclose openly everything that they have, including the dirty laundry, and of course anybody that has any dirty laundry will no longer run for a position in high office because they, like many people, don't like to declare what's going on in the background, so therefore our representative government becomes a purified government. If we're going to continue on our present path, I think that we could probably do just as well without the primary election. Of course, the ultimate way for preserving the body politic would be to get away, to rid ourselves of the primary election and go back to the original party convention. We're talking about expenses. This would be the least expensive route to go, because a party convention does not cost the state taxpayer one dime. The ultimate, if we continue on our path, would be to go to just a good old city election that we hold in every other small government entity throughout the state, and a 40% clause, and then we could do away with the primary, and effectively all the primary does is provide an access for anybody to go to the top, claiming a title at one time, although it means relatively nothing. I speak in behalf of this bill because I think that once we find out that people who have become independent, who do not wish to take a part in our government directly by formulating a stance for one side or another of an issue, that if we begin to back up and move towards a political government once again, that we will find ourselves eventually considering going back to the old convention in which many people are involved. And I mean, good heavens, we wouldn't want the people to get a hold on to the government, would we?
I assume that concludes your testimony, Leo. This is Sam Cotton speaking, and I'd just like to point out that you're the first person who's identified themselves as a party official belonging to the Republican Party that has endorsed the concept of the bill. I'll see if there are questions from the committee here. Apparently we've exhausted most of our questions on the previous witnesses. Thank you for your testimony, and if there's anyone else in Nome that wishes to testify, please go right ahead.
No, Mr. Chairman, I don't have anyone further, and this would be then Nome Clear with Juno.
Okay, this is Juno Clear with Nome. Thank you very much.
Okay, where do we want to go now? Mm-hmm.
What about Bethel? Anybody there?
We can try Bethel.
How do we get Bethel?
Nome, I do not have any further witnesses, and this would be then Nome Clear with Juno.
Okay, Nome, thank you very much. This is Juno Clear with Nome.
Hi, Myrtle.
Hello, Bethel. Is Janet Chance or Peter Twitchell, or are we hooked up with Bethel yet?
You're calling Bethel. Hello, Alexis. Are you there? I guess Alexis. We've been trying to speed people up in the catching camp, but they're not doing it until close to 3 o'clock. It's about 11:15 now.
Oh, well, we're going to shut down at 3 o'clock.
Is that a change of mind?
Or? Well, we got, you know. I know I have to go to a meeting, so I'm telling you.
Well, all right, I can tell them and apologize for you. The original schedule was to take them on at 3.
How many do they have there?
They have 2 people.
Hmm. Well? What can we get a hold of them?
She's setting up the conference set now.
Well, I probably should have made it clear. I guess I didn't.
Is there anybody who can stay? It shouldn't take too long. I could just take it, really. Take it right into the record if you want.
Well, tell you what, we'll go ahead and. Well, as long as we don't.
Helen Finney, I think, is one of us.
She's good. She's worth listening to.
I remember her, yeah. She's Republican. But remember she was down at that ferry hearing.
Yeah, but that's why I said she's good.
She was good. She's on the borough assembly, right?
Oh, she's sure.
This is Juno calling Ketchikan.
Maybe you can call her on the phone or something.
Just try. They're between the studio and the affairs office now.
Come back up here. I'll just be late for the other meeting. I'll stay.
When do you think you'll put this on the floor?
Well, I don't even know if I will. Mm-hmm. The committee, of course, it'd have to be a committee decision. I think we'd probably put out a substitute if we put anything out at all.
Sure. We'll
put it out at the most convenient time for the best interest of the majority party.
Right.
I thought just for once you're going to say for the people, but I was wrong.
Well, the
party is the people. I thought it was the connection there.
Hey, Tim, how do you feel about
Randy's
motor vehicle tax bill?
I've got to support it politically. We've got to do something about that. You know? Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have to change it. But I like Ed Rose's better, I think.
Because it includes the other categories?
Well, I only got in on the last part of the testimony, you know. Seems to me that there weren't there some problems with Randy. He didn't go far enough or something. Ed went further, and so we had testimony that Randy's included things that Ed didn't.
Randy has an exemption for senior citizens on there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not wild about that because, you know, I think we have to save our guns for senior citizens on really big things and not on all that little things. But I wish you watched it on that. But yeah, Randy's just takes care of private automobiles, whereas Ed runs out all of them, the pickups and the vans and the motorhomes and everything out to 8 years.
Do you know calling Ketchikan?
see anything wrong with this. I thought about it for quite a number of years, and I don't believe that people should be able to jump from one party to another because of the importance of trying to use the party machinery, but I do believe that independents do have a case to be made for them. And I think then, Mr. Chairman, it's the third alternative, and it's a really intriguing one to me, is simply to get rid of the primary and to have the party stand for endorsement of whatever candidates it wishes to endorse, and have other people run in the general election simply as independents or Democrats with endorsement, and then have a requirement that there be a 40% requirement of majority for the election, so you have to have a runoff as we do on municipal elections. I feel very strongly that the Democratic Party and that the Republican parties are very, very important. In Ketchikan, there are some 10 to 15 of us in the Democratic Party and another 10 to 15 in the Republican Party who attend all the meetings and last from year to year to year. And this really is not enough. The people who say they want access to the process need to get involved in it. And because the parties cannot have the discipline, they cannot speak to their candidates, they cannot develop issues under the current situation, nobody really wants to get involved. And I think that the people of the state are the losers because of that. That's the end of my testimony, Mr. Chairman, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dick. Representative Rudd has a question for you here.
It's not really a question, Dick. It's just I want to thank you very much for taking the trouble to come over and testify. I really appreciate it. Naturally, I agree with everything you have to say. And it reminds me of the time about 10 years ago when I was the one that was testifying and you were the one that was taking the testimony. And I think that the best situation would be if we'd both be in the House.
Thanks very much. You know, for those of us who are really concerned about politics, the big issue is how do you get people involved, not how do you foreclose people from involvement. I think that the open primary has foreclosed people. I think the closed primary probably would get more people involved, and that's what we've got to do in Alaska, is get more people informed, get more people participating, and if we do, we can't help but win.
Thank you, Dick. If there's another witness there in Ketchikan, we're ready to take testimony from them.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have a Doris Volsky that will speak at this time.
Please go right ahead. Would you repeat the name, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Doris Volsky.
Please go right ahead with your testimony.
My name is Doris Volsky, and I am chairman of the Greater Ketchikan Democratic Precinct Committee. We have just concluded the Southeastern District Democratic Convention here, March 10th through the 12th, a very successful and harmonious convention. One of the resolutions introduced and passed unanimously by the Southeast Democrat delegation was supporting the closed primary election. Reasons for the endorsement of HB 150: because the Democrats feel that closed primary elections are beneficial to our party platform. It gives the party the right to elect candidates in the primary that truly represent and are beholden to our party and to our party platform. Primary election is nomination only. General election is the election day. Right now, under the existing law and open primary, it only hinders both parties, as Dick Whitaker testified a few moments ago. Open primary is a free-for-all, which usually does not result in either major party putting in for their best representative. In a political party, only one is counted are the declared voters for their party. As a good Democrat, I'll use an example in our local Democratic Precinct Caucus held here in Ketchikan on January 10th. As a voter list for the election district had to be purchased from the election supervisor. As you entered the hall for the caucus meeting, you were checked out to see if you voted in the last general election, and two, if you were a registered Democrat at that time. Only registered Democrats are elected to serve at precinct level. Only registered Democrats are elected delegates to the district and to the state convention, and if it's a presidential year, to the national convention. Open primary was introduced in legislature in 1972 and passed by a very narrow margin. Let us put a stop to this crossover. Open primary is just, like I say, free-for-all crossover, jump here and jump there like I don't know what, and say I'll vote for that man and I am an independent. But ask the independent this question. What does he stand for? He elects an independent candidate. What does that candidate stand for? Who does he answer to? Is there any disciplinary action in the open primary? And there is not. So I'm asking, telling you our feelings here in Southeastern and at our convention, that we heartily endorse Bill 150 and let us stand and be counted. And like I say, we are heartily endorsing this by our resolution from this. And in closing, I would like to say this to you. Bills are introduced by the people. They can be changed by the people. And as voters, we have the opportunity to change this particular phase in the election law. And I'm asking to call and write to the legislature and have them vote for H. Bill 150. Mr. Chairman, this concludes my testimony.
Doris, if you could hold on for just a second, Representative Buckle has a question for you.
Yes, Doris, some testimonies have come before us. Many of them suggest that we should probably go back into the party convention nomination of our party candidates. Could you comment on that?
Yes, I think in closed primary that this would be the most official way. I heartily endorse, like I say, this resolution or this bill before the House at this moment, and I would like to see a party nomination because we stand on our party platform. The candidates have to adhere to the party platform, and once primary is over, they certainly have to adhere to the party platform rules of the candidates. Then the voters also have rules to adhere.
Okay, one of the points that were raised was the fact that we do have quite a number of independents and others who don't choose to side either the Republican or Democratic Party. Could you make some suggestions on how we could encourage them to join either party in this nomination process?
I certainly would like to take that down as a project. I am now, as I say, currently precinct chairman of Ketchikan Democrat. I would like to make a study of it and ask them, like I do right now. I say, first, are you a registered Democrat? And they say no. Then I ask, why not? Because I am an independent. That's fine. What do you stand for as an independent voter? What is your platform? And this is what I asked them, and I said, if you want to be counted, like I said in that there, only the ones that can go to a delegate of either political party have to be one, a registered voter, a voter in their own particular party, and from then on they go to the top wherever they want to. Independents, no. They have no platform, they have the biggest, as you say, the biggest, election or the voters is what I'm trying to say. And to get them back into the fold of either party, I would suggest that we make a great study of it and introduce it into our party law. But as it is now, I would certainly encourage the passage of 150.
Thank you very much, Doris.
Yeah, thank you for your testimony, Doris. There aren't no further questions, so if there are any other witnesses in Ketchikan, we're ready to take their testimony.
We have no further witnesses in Ketchikan.
Okay, Sandy, this is the House Rules Committee adjourning, and thank you for your participation.
Thanks a lot, Pete.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting up with the lecture.